And we're going to declare, say, Father, I thank you that you have opened the gates, and it's time for us to enter in. The vision was the curtain. The curtain. Yeah, say it.
The curtain, curtain.
Has been what?
Rent.
Cut.
Rent in two.
It has been ripped from the top down.
So that's why.
That's why, that because it was a vision. Okay? So I said to the Lord, where are we going with this? And he said, go to Luke. So while you're going to Luke, a song we used to sing was, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will sing, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. So Luke chapter 23, and if you take time to read that, you'll be blessed, obviously. So I would like to share from verse 44. It was now about the sixth hour, and darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour. So there's 3 hours consistent. For the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. When he had said this, he breathed his last. Whenever I hear that particular word, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit, I never say commit. And the reason for that is because of what God did with me and through me many, many years ago. I was part of the choir at St. Anne's for 30-something years. I started when I was 16. And yes, I was part of the choir in Vermont. But that's another story. This particular story is when the Catholic nuns, my son was in the fourth grade actually, and the convent was closed, and all the children and the Catholic school was closed. So, we had no choir director. So God provided a young man who had been trained in Boston, who had a couple of children, lived in the middle of town. I had never known him, but the pastor asked if someone had knowledge that would be able to direct the choir. So the following Sunday, this gentleman came in, and he had, like I said, a couple of kids. He was probably, I don't know, 40-ish. And I'm in my 20s. So he says, I'm blessed, but I'd like to know what you guys knew. So we had a meeting, long story short. After the meeting, he directed us for the next few months. And then he said, this was in the latter part of the winter. He comes up with a bunch of song sheets. And he says, we're going to have a presentation to help bring some finances to the church. Well, everybody's going to be you know, gung-ho with that, because that's the purpose of the choir, to help whatever. So what he brought was a cantata called The Seven Last Words of Christ. Now, I had never heard of it. I was used to my Latin, my French songs, and of course, a few English songs, but mostly Latin. That was my training. So when I came home with this, I looked at it for the weekend, and I kind of rehearsed a little bit of what, you know, the chorus and so on and so forth. But these words, Father, I commend into your hands my spirit. Well, the Catholic Church tells you you don't have a spirit. They tell you you're made up of a soul and a body. So that was a clash in here. Okay? So the choir director meets with us on a Monday night or Tuesday night, or I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday night, at the church so we could rehearse and start this thing going. So he had a pretty good education by this time. You know, he'd been with us several months. And he kind of knew the voices that could handle whatever. So guess what part he gives me as a solo? Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And it's in a very high tenor voice. And at that time, I could do it. So, whenever we had this rehearsal, we did this rehearsal twice a week, okay, along with the rest of the other learning that had to be done for the holidays. You had special songs, blah, blah, blah. So come spring, we had to weekend Saturday, I think it was, Saturday night, and then we did it again on Sunday night. Well, obviously, a lot of the townspeople, the word got out, and of course it was presented, and we were on the front of the altar singing this song. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And I could still sing it, but I'm not going to. The bottom line was that there was a shift that took place in me. It took me out of my religious realm, which if I went with all the traditions of my Catholic background, that word was not alive. See? If you don't have a spirit, how could you give it away? You can't give away something you don't have. So that brought a clash. So you see, the clashes in your life are planned by whom? Got it? So this morning, he said, I don't want you to take it down. I want you to open the curtain. I want you to realize that it's grace, and that's what those candles are for. And yes, I did light them up. And I took 3 pictures. Just to focus on the one who died on that cross. And that was the purpose. So I said, Lord, what else do you want? And he says, well, recognize that there's an ultimate goal, okay? And that goal is, hold on a minute now. Got to make sure that I have the right little place here. Don't give up on me. I'm looking for the particular verse.
Same thing.
And I did such a good job that I covered it up. Oh, here it is. Okay. The curtain separating the holy place from the Holy of Holies, and you'll find it in Exodus 26, verse 31. also verse 35, 2 Chronicles 3:14, Matthew 27, and Hebrews 6, verse 19. So Hebrews 6, verse 19 also confirms it. And I don't want to go there because I have a sense that you need to remember the free access that we've been given cost the life of our Savior. That's when the curtain was ripped open. It was open so that we could go in and out with freedom. And this week, I was pressed when I went to visit with John because there was another vision that came. And that vision was that we needed to be aware of some of the different parts of our Savior's reality. Okay? Now, I gave these out years back at Grace Church of Christ, but I had some of these printed up. That's why I visited with John and Ann, and of course, they've already got their copy, so. And so, what I want you to do is recognize the different names of God, and obviously recognize that this is the day that you have made for me. I will be glad, enjoy it, and prosper in it. Psalm 118. I come to you as your child in the name of Jesus. John 15. I praise you for who you are. Elohim, God of total might and power. El Olam, everlasting God. Jehovah, the revealing one. Jehovah Jireh, God of my perfect provision. Jehovah Rohi, God my shepherd. There's your Psalm 23. Mm-hmm. Jehovah Rophe, God my healer. Did you hear that, Gail? Jehovah Nissi, God who goes before me in victory. Jehovah Mekadesh, God my sanctifier. Jehovah Shalom, God my peace and safety. Jehovah Tzidkenu, God my righteousness. Jehovah Shammah, God who is always with me. Right, darling?
Right.
El Shaddai, God Almighty, who is more than enough. El Elyon, the Most High God. Yahweh, I am who I am. El Aman, God who is faithful to build up. Adonai, Master, Owner, and Lord of Lords. Emmanuel, God with us, and I would add, God in us. So that gives you a little tiny scratch of who he is and how awesome he is. Temptation on the second page. Take time here to thank him for what he has done for you and to praise his loving kindness for what he will do for you and your loved ones today. Not next week, not next year, today. Jesus, you are Lord of my life and all my possessions. In the name of Jesus, I loose the angels to say, stay around me, my husband, wife, my children, home, car, business, or job, appliances, pets, and all possessions. Hebrews 1:14. Jesus, all my burdens and needs, I roll over unto you. 1 Peter 5:7. Holy Spirit of God, you are my teacher, John 14. My guide and revealer, John 16. My comforter, John 14. During every minute of this day, I give all myself body, mind, and spirit to you today. Let your perfect will for me be my will for me. Matthew 6. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Psalm 118. I ask, dear Father, that you will keep me walking before you, you with a humble heart. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Psalm 19. Father, help me to love people the way Jesus loved people. John 15. I pray that all persons in position of authority, especially, of course, you've got to pray for me, right? 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 1. Also pray for the President of the United States. Amen?
Amen.
So, his cabinet and all the people positioned of government, especially all senators, congressmen, and women and governors, county officials, city mayors, councilmen and women, and all world leaders. And they need it.
Yes.
Amen.
So that we may live in peace and security. 1 Timothy 2:2. Show them that the spirit of truth is the most prosperous way to live. I pray for peace in Israel. Psalm 122, verse 6. Morning prayer. I pray a hedge of thorns around and name any unsaved or troubled loved ones. So that gives you options. Now, this is not a formula that you have to follow. It's a set of guidelines. Okay? And I ask that it would keep them from any unclean spirits, persons, place, or activity. Satan, I take authority over you in the name of Jesus. I command you to stop your
maneuvers,
yeah, and plots over my life and the lives of all my loved ones. I bind all evil spirits from myself and my loved ones, Matthew 18:18. I cast you down by the blood of Jesus, Mark 16, verse 17. Every disease, germ, virus that touches my body dies.
Amen.
Immediately. On contact in the name of Jesus, Matthew 10:1. I wrap myself with the mantle of zeal and enthusiasm, Isaiah 59, verse 17. I put on the full armor of God. My loins are girded with truth. I have on the breastplate of righteousness. My feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And I take up the shield of faith. I take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the word of God, and I pray at all times in the Spirit. Ephesians 6, verse 11 through 18. You may want to finish off your prayer by saying the Lord's Prayer, etc. That's up to the person. But now in the back, there's a deliverance prayer. And that one, I'm going to ask you to stand. Because you see, when you and I stand for attention, we're making sure that the darkness hears the word. Got it? Now, I want you to step from where you are forward. Say, Father, I thank you.
Father, I thank you.
That you always hear my prayer.
That you always hear my prayer.
But right now, I'm serious.
Right now, I'm serious.
Some of these things have plagued me.
Some of these things have plagued me.
And they're not going to win.
And they're not going to win.
So I'm making a public declaration.
So I'm making a public declaration.
I am truly sorry.
I am truly sorry.
For all my sin.
For all my sin.
I ask you to forgive me now.
I ask you to forgive me now.
And to let the blood of Jesus.
And to let the blood of Jesus.
Cleanse me completely.
Cleanse me completely.
I thank you. For saving my soul.
For saving my soul.
I commit myself to you.
I commit myself to you.
Dear Father.
Dear Father.
Body, soul, and spirit.
Body, soul, and spirit.
I recognize Jesus as my Lord.
Jesus as my Lord.
My master.
And Savior.
And I take authority.
Over Satan.
And all his demons.
That may have built a stronghold.
In my life. Because of my sins. And the sins of all my ancestors. I let go of all resentment, hatred, or revenge. I forgive all people that may have hurt me. Take a deep breath. I also forgive myself. Because that's the hardest one to forgive. Say it again. I also forgive myself for anything I may have done. Dear Father, I renounce all dealings with occult powers in any form. I break all curses of the past through all generations. I hereby renounce all witchcraft, sorcery, astrology, horoscopes, Ouija boards, fortune telling, palm reading, seances, necromancy, ESP, levitation, transcendental meditation, hypnosis, soul travel, tea leaf reading, automatic handwriting, martial arts, numerology, and the pendulum, water witching, spirit guides, curses, charms, fetishes, psychic powers, and all psychic healing. I renounce every cult or religion that denies the blood of Jesus Christ or that Jesus is the Son of God. I renounce all books, television shows, movies, music, and games that glorify or teach occult experiences. By the blood of Jesus, I break all occult ties and bondages. I renounce you, Satan, and all your works. You have no place in me or power over me. In the name of Jesus, I loose myself from you through the blood of Jesus, and I command you to leave me right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. Oh,